Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And we're studying about, this week, Revelation chapter 7, skipping on over to Revelation 14 because we're talking about the 144,000. This group intrigues me. They are 12,000 from every tribe of Israel. If Jesus comes as soon as I think he's coming, then these young persons are on the earth alive today. And God is preparing them today. I don't know how old they are. Might be just children. They might be approaching their teen years or even 21, 22. I don't know. But I know that God is preparing them because they're a special group. They're a marked out group of 144,000 from every tribe. The 10 lost tribes were lost. They lost their genealogical records. They were dispersed 700 BC. And but somehow they're there. God knows who they are. And the angel will mark them with the seal of the name of God in their forehead, the ineffable name of God in their foreheads, for their ministry at the beginning of the book of Revelation, of the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm reading to you now from Hilton Sutton. According to, and this is his book, The Book of Revelation Revealed, according to Romans 11, 25, 26, all Israel will be saved. By using the means described in Romans 10, the 144,000 are to bring all Israel to salvation. In addition, the many Gentiles are saved as well. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Zechariah 8:23, in those days 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Now, I don't see that they are a part of the bride of Christ, but they are saved out of the tribulation period, and they are saved unto God and, of course, unto the Messiah. He goes on, and I'm reading from his book, page 101. I'm talking about Dr. Hilton Sutton. The 144,000 are the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. The word first fruits identifies these Jewish evangelists as being the first to be saved at the beginning of the tribulation. He writes further, the descendants of Abraham are Israel. To say that the church has taken the place of Israel violates Paul's teachings. Paul distinctly distinguishes between the natural seed of Abraham, the nation of Israel, and the spiritual seed, the church. You can see Romans 11. The first part of a tribulation, the Antichrist, I think it's because Israel has made this wonderful God-granted victory in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so where we see then from Daniel's 70th week that the Antichrist is going to make a covenant with Israel for 7 years. For the first 3.5 years, he's going to present himself as a man of peace. But at mid-tribulation, he becomes extremely frustrated with the people of Israel, and the Antichrist breaks his agreement and turns to destroy them. Some of the converts suffer martyrdom. I'm reading Hilton Sutton, while most escape the threats of the Antichrist when they are taken up to heaven. Now, I'm going to read Brother Hilton Sutton. Revelation 7 describes the mid-tribulation catching up of a great multitude, the converts of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists. After these things, and this, now we're going to be back here to, this is the great multitude. We've had mentioned to us the sealing of the 144,000. We're back to chapter 7. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. No man could number. God can number them for sure. Which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the elders, and the four beasts, living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. I just got back from Canada, and one of the songs that the praise team led was exactly this one. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these who are arrayed in white robes, and from where do they come? And I said unto them, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears. For sure, this group, which is made up of the nations, every kindred, every tongue, it comes up before God, and it comes up out of great tribulation. So this is a group that's going to come up when the tribulation turns really bad. After 3.5 years, the Antichrist is going to go, and he's going to announce to the world that he is God. He's going to go to the temple in Jerusalem, hold a press conference probably, and announce his divinity. And then the great tribulation really begins upon the earth. But this multitude is going to come up before the throne of God, which no man can number. Notice who they are. They're from every kindred and people and tongues. And they stand before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palms in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice unto God. Now I'm reading to you from Revelation. I'm reading to you, excuse me, from Hilton Sutton's book on Revelation. He believes that they are a Jewish group among a multitude of also Gentiles, and that these are composed of the converts, those who believed the preaching of the 144,000. Now, this is very interesting here, what he says. The company of Revelation 7 differs considerably from the church company of Revelation 4 and 5. Jesus meets the church in the air. At the rapture of the great multitude, the dead are not resurrected. Remember, at the rapture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we do not precede those who have gone on. So they rise up out of their graves to meet their spirits, get their glorified bodies. But here, with this group, it doesn't mention any resurrection. They're the ones that are coming up out of the earth. They have heard the 144,000. I believe that the gospel, the good news that the 144,000 is preaching, is that Jesus is the Messiah, and the Messiah is going to come, and he's going to set up a kingdom, and all wickedness is going to be judged, and they believe him. And this group gets caught out. Reading back again from Hilton Sutton. Once the multitude arrives in heaven, God hides away the remnant of the Jews upon the earth, who are not in this group, to prevent its destruction by the Antichrist, the remnant of Israel. The members of the church, he's pointing out the difference between the church that was raptured and this group that was caught up. The members of the church have crowns of gold, sit upon thrones, and sing the new song. None of this applies to the great multitude. The members of the church declare themselves to be kings and priests, reigning with the Lord, whereas those of the great multitude identify themselves as both Jews and Gentiles. Revelation 7, Hilton Sutton says, gives us tremendous insight into God's plan for the Jews during the first half of the tribulation. God continues to keep his word for both the natural seed of Abraham and for Gentile believers. Bless the Lord. Now, as we're going back to our study here in the book of Revelation, I don't know exactly where they're going to fit. I do know that they are a special group. Brother Hilton Sutton marked out the differences between them and those who were raptured at the catching away of the saints. I do know, too, that heaven, in chapter 6 and verse 14, we see that heaven is opened as a scroll as when it's rolled together. And I do know that certain things, heaven and earth, is very, very closely connected in all of this. So I don't know whether this group is going to go back to the earth and follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth when he rules from Jerusalem, or whether they have a part with the church at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Here we go. Right now, this group that is the church of the living God, the bride, which is his body, and remember, the woman was a part of the first Adam's body. She was taken out. In the beginning, their name was Adam. She was separated from him. The body of Christ is like the second Adam. We are the body of Christ. We're going to study this more when we get over to the bride and to the wedding in the 19th chapter of Revelation. But whoever this group is, they are on Mount Zion, the heavenly Mount Zion, and they are there with him. Hallelujah. They've come up from the earth. We want to invite you this week to be a part of something really wonderful that's happening at Prayer Mountain. We are getting 58 acres that we need. Today we go and sign for it. And that 58 acres will allow our land. Part of it ran like a strip, a 20 acre on one side of the road, 20 acres right dividing where we need to put some cabins that will be accessible. The cabins we have now are on steep mountainsides, but we need to make some accessible to handicapped people, to older people. And so this gives us some nice flat land to do it, and we're inviting you, if you want to be a part of that, all of the radio offerings this week are going to go to the purchase of the land. You can send it to Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you can go online to billybrim.org, and there you can see how to give online. Shalom till tomorrow.